The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Morning, John.
Good morning, Otto. And I'm very happy today to have a guest who's not only a guest, he's my best friend, he's my business partner, he's everything. And that is Peter Janowski. Peter and I have been working together for over 20 years. And we have seen a lot during those 20 years. We've worked with a lot of people, nothing what's going on right now, COVID-wise. And the name of the firm is Ryan and Janowski Wealth Strategies Group. And we have Peter with us today to go over questions pertaining to what people should do, how to go about things, etc. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We've chosen to sit together. We're fine. But we still will be drilling Peter. I want to start off right off the bat with asking Peter, as if I wasn't involved whatsoever, what's the first thing you do when somebody comes to you and says, I think I need help?
You know, it's interesting because obviously I knew I was coming on the show today and I was giving it some thought about what we're going to go over. And I know we discussed it a little bit, but in the last month, John and I have been doing one-on-ones with participants of a retirement plan that we're advisors to in Brooklyn. And there's several hundred people in the plan. So we set up availability for Zoom meetings. They filled up immediately. And the questions that they asked were very similar to what John just posed. Like, what do we talk about when someone comes to us and they need help? So obviously the first thing we're going to do, just like a doctor is going to take an x-ray, we're going to find out where they are, you know, the basics. Do they have student debt? Do they have any kind of debt? Do they have liabilities? Are they a caregiver to someone in their family? Are they single? Are they married? Do they have a budget, which I'll come back to in a second? Just the basics are so important. You know, what kind of investments do they have? Do they have previous retirement plans? We have to look at everything holistically. And going back to what I just said, the big question is, do they have a budget? So going back to this entity that we are advisors to on the retirement plan, most of the employees there are between 25 and 35 years old. This is usually their first or second retirement plan they're going to go into. And it's interesting how the conversation, you know, it's timely. The conversation really goes to, oh, I need to make more money because, you know, I'm going to need, you know, I need to make more money because everybody's making money with GameStop and Reddit and what's going on in the world. And everybody has a Robin Hood account and everybody's playing. But what we need to do is before we even talk about how to make money, what we need to do is ask them, do you have a budget? You know, do you know what you're making every month? You know what you're spending every month? And interestingly enough, it doesn't just work. That question doesn't come up for 25 or 35 year olds. That comes up for people who are about to retire and seniors as well. Believe it or not, the most basic questions, the most basic strategies are still lacking in many cases. So before you could go and invest, and before you can start figuring out where you're going to put your money, I think you have to figure out what your liabilities are first. You know, you got to figure out what your goals are. And usually it helps if you put it on paper. If you put on paper, take a pencil, do a spreadsheet online, whatever you want to do. If you do it physically and see it, it will help guide you better. Unfortunately, it doesn't just stay with the younger generation. The basic principles of formulating a financial plan with budgeting and investing go back to the basics, and they lack in any generation. So that's what we usually start off with, right? Is, you know, from the very beginning, the basics.
I'm going to throw something in. I'm not going to really talk too much. I'm going to give the job to Otto today. But now I want to talk about one specific thing, and that PETA is an investment fiduciary. And that's important because a fiduciary legally is bound to put the client first. And I'm not knocking people in this business. Everybody can do whatever they want. But a regular stockbroker of years ago makes his money by making trades, charging a commission, and the more commissions he can generate, the more he makes. From a fiduciary perspective, it is literally against the law to create a trade just for the sake of creating a trade. It has to always be in the best interest of the client. We, personally, we do fee-based business here because you can do 100 trades or do one. It never appears that we are looking for the trade. And Peter will talk more about that. But it's a very important thing to know. I'm not a fiduciary, but it makes no difference because everything we do is done together. So what is held, what Peter is held responsible for, so am I. But he went to school, he did the course, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a very important thing to know.
You know, when you get into, you said trades, that's one part of it, I would think, right? That's like, I relate that to trading stocks. And a lot of people really don't want to be in the world of trading stocks. They want to be in a different world. They don't want to be worried about trading or doing anything. You're saying that you do other than trading, I'm assuming?
Or? Right. Yeah, I'll explain that, Otto. So I think the point that John was trying to make when he was talking about fiduciary responsibility and fees and everything else, our industry has changed a lot in the last 10, 15, even 20 years. And it changed because of the necessity to compete with low cost and no cost commissions. You know, there was, Schwab, E-Trade, you could go on and on. Now even Robinhood's for free. That started many, many years ago. And our industry started going away from commissions as well and just started charging an annual fee. And it works very well for our business because when we build a portfolio, number one, we don't have a cookie cutter approach. Everybody's different, which I'm going to circle back to in a second. But when we're managing money for people and managing risk, it may take a lot of activity. So we could be rebalancing accounts. We might be rebalancing an account 2-3 times a year, or depending on someone's life changes and market changes, we could be rebalancing 6 or 7 times a year. So if we are rebalancing an account that has 20 or 30 positions in it, which could be a combination of common stock, preferred stock, closed-end mutual funds, open-end mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, if we're rebalancing and rebalancing is only going to take 2 or 3 shares from one investment, move it to another, of course, I'm being a little arbitrary, you can end up at the end of the year with somewhere between maybe 100 or 150 trades. Now, if you were paying commissions on that, it could get very expensive, number one. Number two, it also creates a bit of a psychological or an emotional part of what you're spending to have someone manage your money. So in other words, we don't want to be I can't think of the word right now, but we don't want to be constrained by thinking of, gee, what's the client going to think about all the commissions? Or, you know, we don't want that hanging over our head when we go to rebalance an account. And it's so popular now. I think that I'm going to guess 80 or 90% of the people in an industry are using fee-based business versus commission business. And everything's transparent these days. If somebody sat down with us and we gave them a proposal and they went across the street to a competitor like Merrill Lynch or something, I guarantee they'd probably see a similar fee structure and the price would probably be within 10% of what we were showing. That's how transparent everything is.
You mentioned that the group of, Brooklyn, the people will mainly be between the ages of 25 and 35. I look back at my life when I was 25 to 35, I was pretty stupid when it came to finances. That was very low on my list. So I think that's great that that's taken place. But then I jump forward to where I am in my life now, and a lot of other people might be, where you have a required minimum distribution on things that you may have. So it strikes me that you give a lot of value, as far as I see, to people in the earlier years of life to set them straight so that when they get into my bracket, they'll be in much better shape than a lot of people are, frankly, in my age bracket, because they didn't take care of things back when. But where I'm going with this is, when you get into the category, let's say you're 72 or whatever the number is for required minimum distribution, do people actually change very many things then, as far as financial planning goes? Other than the basics, I understand, like wills and things like that. But if you have a portfolio, do you change it very much at that point?
It's a great question. And again, we don't have a cookie cutter approach. It depends on everybody's situation. You know, unfortunately, as people age, they could find themselves coming from a relationship to being single all of a sudden. That may change things. You know, health care matters. Taxes matter. You know, sometimes if somebody has, you know, if someone's in their late 60s and are going into that or getting close to that R&D phase, but they also need income at the same time. So the strategy might be to figure out how to take it from taxable accounts versus IRA accounts. So that there's really not, there really isn't a clear cut answer to that. But overall, yes. Yes, because life is constantly changing and we're adjusting people's income strategy or growth strategy accordingly. And there are some people who are lucky enough to have certain investments that they'll probably never touch, and it's meant for next generations.
Actually, just to jump in here, you know, the greater percentage of our clients are seniors, and believe it or not, the amount of reallocation of assets that goes on is a lot, because all of a sudden you're going to turn around and you want to give a gift to your grandchild, maybe a gift, or maybe because he's stuck and needs a few dollars. But so you send him 5,000, 10, whatever it's going to be. That changes your asset allocation. Because if we want to keep you with a 10 or 15% cash position, now we just took it from you. So now you're 100% in the market, which we don't want. So therefore everything's going to have to be adjusted again. COVID has brought about, unfortunately, an increase in our business. But we're only meeting one of the partners now. Unfortunately, so many things have had to change because some people have good pensions, but when one of the partners died, the pension ends. That requires a whole reallocation of everything. And we try to tell people, have that conversation first. You know, don't think your spouse is going to live off the 5,000 if 5,000 becomes one. Now we have to, you know, and you were gutsy playing with stocks. Well, now we can't do that anymore, because your wife needs a certain amount of money. And unfortunately, we deal with women 75% of the time because, you know, unfortunately, the men seem to die first.
Yeah.
In a senior situation, many times the women have never written the checkbook, haven't done the checking accounts. But we're going to talk more about this. We actually have to take our first break already. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.